This thing on. It's Alex and it's Joe and Jade is producing. Bum bum bum. This thing on. On.
Hello and welcome to another episode of This Thing On. I am here with my co-host Joe Foster.
Yes, hello.
Producer Jade.
Hello.
And our fantastic guest this month, Helen Bauer.
Hello! I would love to write jingles, but like they always have to be just me by myself, no backing music. I have to do music or like do any of the tech around music.
No auto-tune, no, just
no,
like straight
just me
roar.
Being like, yes, come to Woolworths, it's closed down. Where can you get a pick and mix? And that's an advert for a pick and mix kiosk.
Maybe it wouldn't have closed down if you'd been doing the jingles.
Thank you. I asked many times in the mid-noughties and they were like, absolutely not, you're 14. And I was like, that one.
It's my calling.
I'm meant to do this. GCSEs don't matter.
I think at random intervals during the show, I'm just going to give you like a company and you've just got to do the jingle for them.
Oh my god, let's do that.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Can't everyone
good
looks
at
keen
this.
At this, apart from Jade. She's like, why would she be singing? Is it too loud for the mic? Because I can pitch myself really well.
No, like, it's absolutely fine.
Fun fact for the listeners, Jade is really far away from the microphone, but she's the clearest of any of us.
Clear as a bell.
We've tested this mic with me and Joe on like the other side of the room, and Jade sounds so much clearer than
my
us.
My voice just comes booming through.
No. Oh, I like that though.
That's what you
I
get.
Mean, it's not a negative quality. Yeah. If anything, it's a diss on me and Joe.
It just meant that you guys aren't pretty good for radio. Maybe
no,
your voices are just really hard
looks,
to listen
voices.
To.
This is the second time when we've been doing this that someone has tried to convince us to not do the podcast anymore.
Who else did this?
Ramesh. No, but he wasn't slagging off us. He was slagging off every single podcast that ever exists.
I think he wasn't enjoying his
doesn't
podcast.
Doesn't he have a podcast?
Oh, no, he loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, he does have a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, halfway through the podcast, he just... What, how did he phrase it? Just, so why do you do this?
Yeah.
Ramesh Ranganathan.
But it became really like... It became really like he was talking outside of himself. Because he was like, why do you do this? But I've got one. And why do I do that? Wow. Okay.
Why do we all pod?
Oh, weird. Caught him in a bad moment, clearly.
And we know why we do it. It's because the free pizza at the podcast meetup by Brighton Station that we do every 6 months.
They're great.
Are you
and
serious?
They got a fridge full of beers.
Yeah.
And so every podcast in Brighton gets free pizza once a month?
Yeah. Well, it's quarterly, I think.
Oh, still?
Come down if you want.
Yeah.
I mean,
free pizza.
Can I come?
I don't know whether I mentioned that.
It's all right, Helen. We know people there.
Oh, yeah. Can we part of the party?
They hate us. They absolutely hate
basically
us.
Basically, what happens is me and Joe stand and talk to each other for an hour, then every now and then just shuffle over to the pizza and grab a beer.
What are the other
really,
podcasts are brought?
They're so hilarious.
There's some great ones.
It's like... That guy... I think I've spoken about this on this before, but there was a guy who's watched every... Nicolas Cage film, and then he explains the plot of the film, but he got to Face Off, which is the one where Nicolas Cage switches bodies with John Travolta at the beginning, and then he had to like explain it, but he kept on going, you know. So anyway, not Nicolas Cage but John Travolta in Nicolas Cage's body. And then I said to him, do you like Nicolas Cage? And he goes, no, not really. And it's just like,
but the podcast is him going through all the Nicolas Cage
yeah
films.
Yeah, it's called All Caged In. Yeah.
I quite like that actually.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, but it's like you talk to people and you go, oh, awesome. And then there's that other
another
one.
Friend of ours. Yeah, Liam Dempsey does one called Spotlight. If I haven't said that correctly, I will correct myself on
you
Twitter.
Better.
Where they weren't Star Trek fans and they went at Star Trek from the angle of not being fans and they've now become fans.
Oh, I like that though.
Yeah.
They're finding new passion.
Exactly.
They just had Sean on there.
Yes.
Didn't they?
And I think I might be jumping the gun, but they want us on as well.
Really?
Yeah, as people that don't watch
Star
Trek.
That's
going to
be embarrassing when they don't.
No, I'm sure they do. Why wouldn't they? You're a lovely guy.
We're great chaps.
Thanks,
yeah.
Helen.
You got good chat.
And Liam's
great.
One of the only other people we actually speak to at the podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
No, it's a lie. We speak to all of them. We're lovely, like, what's the word I'm looking for? We're really social. Yeah, open. Like, open
social
books.
Butterflies.
Yeah, social butterflies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe Joe as a social butterfly.
No.
You're very social.
Okay.
I think. Like Alex saw like the friendly guy of Brighton. Like I remember when we first met and I was like, this was like Fringe like last year
yes,
in Brighton. And I met you, and you were so lovely. You're like, oh, any more shows you want to do in Brighton, just let me know, and like sent me details, and we're like, so if anyone got chips together, you were great.
I remember, because we were in the Bloom.
But what does he want for it? Do you know what I mean?
Nice guy.
Nothing, just him, nice guy. I met Joe, I went, hi, I'm Helen. He went, shut up, bitch.
I've never heard him be that nice.
It's horrible.
We were in the Blue Man venue, and the room is set up like the you've got the stage at the end. It's like a really long rectangle,
yeah.
And the rows are like facing each other rather, yes, than the stage. And we between us had the two loudest laughs in the room.
What were we watching?
Heidi Reagan,
Heidi and Will.
Heidi Reagan and Will Roland, who are both very funny.
Oh yeah,
go
so
check them out.
Funny.
Yeah, that's how we met. Mm. And then we went to get fish and chips on the beach.
Yes, we did.
Buddies.
Oh.
It was great.
It was great though.
We had a lovely hangout, but you weren't there.
Why I'm never here when everyone hangs out.
This is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was around. I was doing something.
Aww.
Maybe I was busy. I would have been there.
It was a Sunday about 2 o'clock, so I'm guessing hungover.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's probably correct as well. That's incredible memory.
Yeah. I've got really good long-term memory like that. Like, I can probably remember the first conversation we ever had, but like, I forget that I needed to go to work today. I've got really bad short-term memory.
How are you guys with names and faces? Because I am not the best.
Both.
But I'm never rude. But I'm never rude about... Like, I remember I once got a text from a number I didn't know, and it was around the time when I was just going to the pub all the time. So I was like... They were like, oh, we're going to the pub. Do you want to come with us? And I was like, yeah, all right. And I didn't know who it was. And I sort of turned up there, and then when they got there, it was like someone good that I know. Because it's never someone good, is it? It's always someone bad. But it was like...
I know what you mean, something like, I'll see you there tonight. And you're like, I don't have your number saved. This is
going to be an
absolute disaster. It's going to be that creepy teacher from school in year nine.
I had nothing on
at
the time. But,
do you know when you say someone's like a name person or a face person, I'm just really bad with names, really bad with... Are you saying you're neither?
No, I'm saying I'm both, but I don't mean to be like I will pretend to the point where I don't know why I've pretended for so long.
Because it feels rude to say to somebody, oh my god, have we met before? Mm.
Like, say for instance, I probably shouldn't say this, but John Long told me a story that I was in that I don't think has ever happened.
So
but,
that wasn't you?
But it wasn't me. But I didn't want to be rude, but then he's told me the same story again. Like, and you know, obviously he's a sweet guy.
John's lovely. He's
I don't
want to
interrupt him
guy.
And say I don't know whether it was me, but
the crucial thing here is, are you a good guy in the story? Because if you're a bad guy in the story, then you'd be like,
whoa,
that's not me.
Yeah, you know, when you're that really aggressive cunt.
I just don't have the heart to tell him it wasn't me.
I don't think John would tell a story with someone being portrayed as a bad guy. He's that much of a good guy. He wouldn't even tell it. He'd be like, no, we'll let that one go.
But I, you know, I think I did well in the story as well, so now I don't want to shatter the illusion. Do you know what I mean? I think I was great in the story.
Have you
That's
had
good.
Any really bad mix-up with names and
I
faces?
I had one the other day, which was a bit tense. But I thought I was always really good with names and faces. But I think comedy does ruin you slightly, because you meet so many people each time.
Yeah.
It's so hard to keep track of people that, like... You know people you've heard of, people you've met before, and like, is it just a face, or where do I know them from? And it's so bad. And one, but I think it sounds braggy as well, but it's not braggy in any way. But like, okay, I was working at the bakery I work in.
Yep.
And I was working away. I got a day job still. Thanks so much. I was slogging away in an apron, working in a bakery.
Stringing some cinnamons.
Not a big deal, but I've got a job in a bakery. No one freak out right now. I was working there, and this woman came in, and she like was smiling at me, and I was like, oh my god, that's a regular customer. I really recognise her face. Must be a regular customer who I haven't been here for a while. So I was like, hi. And she was like being really, really friendly. And I was like really tired, literally about to start bleeding from my back. Like, so like, just like the world was like unclear. Like there were sounds like bombs going. I was just like really like, I was on D-Day as far as I was concerned. I was like, who am I? Why is there fat there? Like everything was a mess. And she was like being super friendly. And I was like, I'm not being fobbed off by this bitch trying to get free coffee from me. And I was like, I'm sorry, but like, do we actually know each other? And she's like, Helen, it's me. I'm the Comedy Central producer. We were supposed to be meeting next week. And I was like,
where is this bakery?
It's just...
it's like every comedian.
The thing is, she knows I work there because when I went to test for one of their shows, and we were chit-chatting. She said, you had to come far to do this. And I was like, oh no, just from like, done it.
And then pop in any time and see me and I'll give you a free coffee.
And I was like, oh, I've even done it. She was like, oh cool. I was like, oh, I work there as well. I work in this bakery. And then she was like, oh, I know that bakery. And I was like, what a coincidence. She popped in. And I was like, going to be seeing her the next week anyway. But like, she popped in. And I was like, who the fuck are you? Yeah. Like, oh God, I should be totally trying to like make this woman love me beyond all belief. Because
yeah.
She's like casting a show at the moment, which I'm still like in the running for.
How did you put it back?
So, oh, I was like, oh my God, oh, I'm bleeding. I can't remember exactly. The likelihood is I told her I was on my period, which makes it in many, like, many ways more devastating. And then I text her being like, ha ha ha. I totally knew who you are. I was joking. I'm really funny. Can I be on your show, please?
You showing my range? That was my character of someone that...
But then I saw her the other day and it was all fine.
Okay. Oh, she was fine about it.
I hope no one from the bakery hears this, but I gave my took with me two, like, coffee cards, like, all stamped up lolled cards, and I gave them to her. So I was like, she probably hates me. So I gave them to her, but in front of my agent. My agent was like, Helen, put your purse away. What are you doing? I was like, here's some loyalty cards for you.
And she was £20.
Oh, no. And I was like, it was already too late, and it was like an
your
industry...
Agent was there as well?
Yeah, it was like an just industry like bar, like, the recording of a show.
Oh.
This is at the end of the night, and I was like, "Can you?" He was like, "Hello, no." Here's a loyalty card.
I have a Visa debit card. Take this.
Oh God!
I love the way that your agent is like. As soon as you get your purse out, I was like, "Helen, stop what you're doing. It's completely harmless."
She sent me an email.
I'll get this round. No. Shut the fuck up.
I think my agent just thinks like I'm just like out of control because like 6 months ago I got an email from her. It's all about the bakery. Like nothing about comedy. Being like, "Oh, Helen, got some nice feedback for your gig last night, but like, were you handing out bread?" I was like, well, yeah, but like, not from the stage. I think the promoter must have an email, be like, oh, like, it's nice having Helen. Like, she gave us, she handed out a lot of bread.
She's got this great new bit where she just hands out like croissants.
I think it made it sound like I was like in Mary Poppins, like, feed the bars. Like, I fully lost my mind as a comedian. I was just going on stage and be like, you have a loaf, look on your chairs, you've got loaves.
Well, I've seen comedians do, you know, with they bring shit, don't they?
So they were a great comedian. Just this bit in the set made me, because I'm really OCD, it made me feel really uncomfortable.
Okay.
They threw raw chicken about.
Oh, no. I don't know who it is.
I have done sausages actually. So yeah, I have. I put it on someone's shoulder. It was like a string. It was quite funny.
Why though? Why?
I don't.
The show is called Sausage String on the Shoulder.
Oh. I was giving the people what they came for. No,
but wasn't that expensive? This is more my concern. If you're throwing around raw chicken, what are you talking about? £4 a night?
I can't remember the exact contents, but I'm sure that there was raw chicken. I'm sure they, like, there was... I'm sure they threw a bit, like... I was like, I'm OCD at the best of times, so I was just like... Even if this is really good, I can't personally enjoy this.
Yeah. Did you get salmonella after the show?
I mean, I didn't. But
the only
I,
time you've sidestepped an illness. That's
yeah,
so good.
I dodged that one.
How many illnesses have you had? No, the hernias.
Oh,
but...
I'm in like... triple figures?
Are you
serious?
No, I don't know. I'm probably not that bad. Well, maybe I've thought I've had triple figures, but the reality is probably like 15.
He's the only one at the hospital with a valet.
What's my loyalty card?
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the raw sausage thing was just because I had 30 minutes and I was doing a work in progress hour.
I'm going to say, oh, yeah, the raw...
buy some sausages or something. That'll work, sort of. No?
You were
going to
say the raw sausage thing just because I had some raw sausages.
How did it work? Like, was it funny?
It wasn't funny, no.
Oh, no.
I can tell... I mean, it was funny, but it was obviously people going, okay, this is weird.
Yeah.
Please stop doing this now. You're not proppy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fine. Aww. It was okay. I think...
That's understandable about the raw chicken, though, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Well, raw chicken's weird. What was it, diced?
Let's not make it clear. I was not throwing bread from the stage. I go to
Jazz
gigs
hands.
With leftover bread, and I give the loaves to the comics and the people that work at the venue. So if I have a gig and I've been working at the bakery and we've got lots of bread left over. I will take the leftover bread and I will hand it out to the other comics and to the people that are working on tech and the like front of house stuff. That's a lovely thing to do. But it makes me sound crazy because I've gone to venues repeatedly with like 7 loaves. And I think it'd be fine if I wasn't overweight. But when you're the big girl, like 6'1", like I'm stocky, showing up with like 7 loaves of bread, being like, morning!
Also, do they know you work in a bakery?
They don't even know until I tell them. And even then, they're like, that's still a lot of bread to be walking around with. It's not a good look.
I think one day when they do This Is Your Life, it'll be like, have you ever seen that clip for that guy who saved all those children in the Holocaust, and they're all
and
sitting
they all
around
stand up
and they
around.
Grow up, yeah.
Yes, I watched that.
And you'll be like
year.
That of bread. They'll just be like new acts around you.
Who's Helen died in my shared house? Bread too. That would be beautiful.
That would be so nice.
That would be really nice.
I think, yeah, no, it'd be great. It won't be anyway. Sorry. I was going to say something about Michael Aspel. You know, you start talking about something, and you go, "Shut
Who's
the
Michael
fuck up."
Aspel?
He used to host This Is Your Life. But I've got a really weird thing, like I've got that bit at the moment about 999 and no one ever remembers what it is, but I still do it anyway.
What's 999?
Exactly.
999 is the emergency service?
Yeah, but...
what is wrong with you?
The programme. Do you remember the programme?
No,
oh, it's really great. People just get into, like, I don't want to ruin the thing.
They get into scrapes and they call the emergency services.
Yeah. They literally get into scrapes. It's great. But there's a guy who got stuck in between two walls because the houses were built too close together and was trying to take a shortcut from the shop. It's just stuff like that. It's so funny.
How good would you be? Yeah. Shortcut, I'm going to get there quicker. Oh, crap.
Is that sort of like England's version of America's Dumbest Criminals?
Yeah. Well, it is, but they've tried to package it in a completely different way. It's really good. It's on YouTube.
I used to love America's Dumbest. Did you ever see America's Dumbest
Criminals?
No. Does what it says on the tin.
It sounds great, actually, in all fairness.
My friend, we were talking about the best internet videos, and the one that everyone always brings up that I really love is when that guy punches that other guy in the face and he just says, "I can't believe you've done this." Just gets me every time.
I don't know what
Have you not seen that?
No.
Well, I'll show you afterwards, because that, you know, what we usually
I would love
release
to
is
watch
piss
it
poor,
now,
but I don't want to play a fucking YouTube video. But, like, some people watching this will know. Type in, "I can't believe you've done this."
Okay,
it's so good.
I think I watch sad YouTube videos.
Well, we've discussed earlier, my YouTube videos are just animals.
Yeah.
Like the one where they keep that lion.
Christian the lion.
Yeah.
I literally made Jordan watch that the other day. I was like, this is the best thing ever. And there's one, oh my God, I was watching it all this winter, which was a bad idea because it was a long winter, and finally a comic that didn't get a little bit depressed. It was a long one. And there was, oh my God, this woman whose mother had Alzheimer's and I hadn't recognised her for ages, and then she lay down next to her and they were just chit-chatting, and then she remembers who she is for like a brief moment, and they've got like those beautiful, like, you know, southern accents in America.
Yeah.
There's like southern drawl to it.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
They're like calling to the mama and it's like, "What are you doing right now?" And it's like, "Well, I'm loving you." "Well, I'm loving you too." And it's just,
oh. And they're on the phone.
No,
they're lying
next to each other.
Oh, so you've seen it as well?
No, Helen literally just said it.
Oh, right.
I gave it such a good performance.
I was there.
So what's it called?
I think it's called Mama and Stacy or something. Kelly and Mama. That's what it's called.
Aww, that's heartwarming.
I love videos like that.
How do you find these kind of videos though?
Oh, you know, like when it goes into YouTube recommends, you're like watching one thing and then the next thing you know, either you're watching like, the Twin Towers fall again, or you're like, do you ever get to that side of YouTube where it's like, it's weird how those towers fell, isn't it? And it's like, oh crap, I've
one of those videos with like lots of red circles highlighting things.
Flat Earth Society stuff. And you're like, what is underneath the flat Earth? Like, is it just sand?
To be fair, I've never been to the edge of the world.
There was when I was in Australia. When I was going up the Rockefeller thing in New York.
Oh,
the night
it's just
before.
Showing off that you've been to Australia. Before,
you've had your bakery, Alan. Alan.
No, but I watched a Twin Towers documentary the day before, and then we were up there, and it just ruined the whole experience.
I don't know.
We also went to the place where John Lennon got shot. Really weird trip.
I've been there.
It's weird, isn't it?
Did he get shot in his apartment, though, didn't he?
Outside.
Oh, outside of his apartment.
On the street.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, it's like, literally across the road from Central Park, so you're not going to, like, really out. You're at Central Park.
Yeah.
It's there.
And that's where they've got the, like, John Lennon memorial. Sort
exactly.
Of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like there is it's not just like you've gone to this really weird back alley kind of.
Yeah.
In the depths of Manhattan.
Yeah, but people always take pictures there, which I think is just awful.
Yes. Like there are some things, like even when time has passed, it's still like just so bizarre. Because you're standing somewhere where someone lost their life.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just, it's, because like, I think maybe I'm like way more like about some things, but like the idea of like, my friend took me and another friend on like a ghost tour of London. We did the Jack the Ripper tour, which isn't a ghost tour, that's
and
someone
that's in
genuinely
as well,
people
which
who
is
died
really dangerous
yeah
as well.
So it's a bit frightening, and then we were just like walking on these dark roads. We did it in the middle of the night because she was like, this will be fun. I had a friend visiting from Germany and she was like, this will be a fun tourist thing, and I was like, I don't think it will be. I'm not gonna say no, you've planned this. And she was like, we were just like standing outside the block of flats. She was like, oh, this is where someone was found, like disemboweled and raped. And I was like, are you sick? Like, I don't want to stand here. Like, this is horrible.
What were the areas like now? As in,
it was the middle of the night, and I was constantly thinking a ghost was going to come visit us and be like, this is inappropriate. Absolutely not. Back on your way to the pubs, London. But like, there's just so many freaky, like, just little things like that. So I don't want to really stand there. But that being said, I do want to go to America and go around all that, like the podcast murder places. Like, I want to go to Baltimore and I want to go to Lincoln Park and see where Amy Lincoln's body was found, which is horrendous.
I googled that location the other day because I was re-listening to Serial
to see how far back from the road it was.
Yeah,
I've done that just to see if Mr. S could see it. Yeah.
There's a documentary coming out, isn't there?
What about Serial?
They're doing like a.
I thought they were doing about S-Town.
No, I'm sure
there's. I thought that was terrible.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be this amazing freaky twist.
Haven't seen it yet.
Listen, S-Town's great. I loved it.
On the to-do list.
I don't want to ruin it for Alex, but after the first thing happened, I was like, dude, I can't.
I was expecting there to be. I think I was expecting it to be like a ghostly story, and I was expecting something really freaky to happen.
I think the Serial was so intense because it was like mainly like not the first of its genre, but the first introduction for most people to that genre of like broadcasting in any way, that it was like so intense, whereas S-Town is more like a proper like journalistic sort of study. I think I like because the accents again.
The accents
are nice. South American
accents. S-Town. There's the second Serial though about that guy
Bogdol.
Oh, I've got it downloaded, Ritika, but I've not had glowing reviews from people for that.
I liked the fact that she rang up terrorists, which I think is really funny.
I liked it, but not as much as the first Serial. But yeah, there were a couple of moments where I was like, I can see how you're trying to do this. But I was so excited to listen to it because she did a press conference about it a month before it came out. And the press conference was literally her, like, in front of a group, like a massive group of journalists who were like trying to find out what the next Serial topic was. And she came in with her face covered in blood and ran out screaming. Or something like that. And that was a press conference, which for me was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
100% I'm in.
Good promo.
So good, right? Good
promo. But I think the first one had all the high school, like, America thing. I like watching high school America, then someone gets killed. And then you're like, now I'm hooked.
We're fully aware that this is not fiction and that someone really did lose their life.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're aware of that
entertainment. They're doing that. I'm sure they're doing like a Netflix or HBO special. Like
I wouldn't be surprised
like
if they did. Yeah.
I've been watching The Staircase.
That's great.
Well,
we're
nearly at the. We just got the. I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
Oh, no, I watched it all 4 years ago before it got on Netflix, guys, actually. I feel so cool for this.
I think they've got some extra episodes there.
Apparently, there's extra bits. I need to watch it.
Apparently,
they're not that great.
Do you know the owl theory?
Yeah, the owl theory.
Yeah, I heard that.
What's the owl theory?
An owl killed her.
An owl came and asked the tower
marks. Apparently,
of course.
Apparently, there were feathers in her hair. Though.
Yeah, there
and
were feathers.
And claw marks.
Yeah, that's what explained why.
But
it was
the claw
so
can't do that to your head.
It latched onto her head.
It can if it like properly attaches.
Yeah,
I'm sold.
The stairs were so tiny and like really narrow.
They were
like
shit stairs.
And
I thought that staircase was going to be so much more grand. It was like these are just stairs.
But it's the point. There was two staircases. And how far into it are you?
You've
already seen it, haven't you? Before.
I'm at the bit where he. Nah, this is gonna ruin everyone's shit.
Spoiler alert!
Where he goes to prison.
Okay, so you're most of the way through.
Is it most of the way through?
Yeah.
Well, this.
I can't remember. I literally can't remember exactly how it goes.
Wait, is it prison halfway through?
Yeah, three quarters.
I thought it was like second episode towards the end.
So anyway, just catch up in your own time.
Yeah. Watch The Staircase, it is amazing.
I guess it's frustrating because we'll never know the truth.
Nah.
Oh my god.
Was that other case in America where it was like, I think it's going back to like the 70s or 80s, I can't remember the exact case. But
Which one?
This woman said someone hijacked carjacked her and killed her two kids, or like killed her two kids in the car, but she drove them to the hospital. But then she kept on giving loads and loads and loads of interviews, and it's through the fact that she kept on giving loads of interviews they started to see cracks in what she was saying. And then one of the children woke up, and when they saw her mum, she started screaming and pointing at her mum.
Have you seen that one recently where the guy, it was something to do with Patton Oswalt's wife, but wrote a book.
The Golden State Killer.
Then
basically she was like, we will find you.
And then one of his relatives was like, I wonder where I come from. And then submitted the DNA and then they caught him.
Yeah.
It's like, never give your DNA to anyone.
Wait, so someone, the killer,
that's
they
how
got
they
caught
him.
No, I didn't know.
Because
remember.
One of the relatives of the guy in somewhere else, it was like Holland or somewhere, but I mean, I'm literally
one of his relatives.
Yeah, in a European country, submitted their DNA to find out.
Yeah,
where they were from.
What, and that person?
And then they tracked
the
it all back.
Yeah.
To the guy because they matched the DNA from the crime scenes.
So yeah. He was the killer.
Yeah, and classic America was like, so basically they caught this guy who's been like free for years, and they were like, but they just stole the DNA and used it for their own. And it's like, he killed loads of people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I know, it only just happened as well.
But
it's like the new one.
The best, I think it's the best one. It's called The Jinx, A Secret Lies of
Robert. Yeah, I've seen that.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I need to watch that, yeah.
That's really
good. Okay, well, we won't discuss it because you
do need
to watch
it. Have you seen the film? There's a film with, what's his
name? Ryan Gosling.
That's the one.
No, I heard about this. This came out like 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a good film.
Okay.
Lost their life.
We can't talk about it because you need to watch it because it's honestly, seriously, you have to watch it without even Googling it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's like, another one though, that there's like 10 hours of it.
Yeah.
But I smashed through it in a day.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was off work with like 3 hernias, but I smashed through it in a day.
Oops.
That's the
hashtag
benefit
off.
Of hernias.
Standard.
But honestly, like, it's so good. Have you seen, this won't reveal anything, but they know the final scene.
Yes.
Right. There's YouTube covers of that where they've put in noises of someone actually using the like toilet.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
That's really good.
It is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Worth a watch, guys.
Yeah.
Worth a watch.
Some great true crime podcasts.
Well, when we went to our podcast meetup, and we were definitely there to discuss podcasts and not to eat the pizza and drink the beer, but they had a whole fridge and it was like the size of me. But they were talking about this whole thing, and they were going that crime as a thing has like skyrocketed to the top.
Mm.
Like, so there's comedy and then there's sport, I think.
But crime is the
but
top.
But crime,
one.
Everyone loves crime.
Yeah.
I've not heard Sword and Scale.
It's
great.
It's like a true crime podcast, but like a different case.
That
American.
That one was too dark for me.
I tell you what one.
It's quite dark, isn't it?
They play police tapes a lot, which is the really hard
part. And it goes on for
to.
Ages.
They do sometimes play full out police tapes, which go for like 20 minutes.
Have you heard My Favourite Murder?
No, but I've been told to listen to it so many times.
Sarah Keyworth recommended it to me, and I'm hooked. They are.
But
great.
That's because
it sounds like a really
Keyworth
dark
and
name.
Ed Day are obsessed with true crime.
Yeah,
like they meet up and just discuss it, the two of them. Yeah. So
who
adorable.
Does?
It's like Sarah Keyworth and Ed Day. Yeah. How adorable is that?
Well, I would do that with someone, but I've got no one to do it with.
The last time I hung out with Sarah, we were chatting about true crime.
It's really great to do it when you're drunk as well, because you're kind of like, I know, how?
Yeah.
How could you do it?
You get so sucked in, don't you?
It's the fascination of, like, it's not like, oh, I'm interested in this. It's like, fucking hell.
I've got a really good one.
Okay.
Did you ever see What Happened to Vishal?
No.
Right.
No?
We might need to Google this to check if it's online again or not. Right. So this is when like Serial first came out.
Yeah.
And I got really into that sort of style of podcasting. So
yeah.
I like was Googling like other ones. And like the one thing is a British based one. So I was like interested in like, like crime scenes or like whatever. I got way too into it.
Mm.
And then this one came up, which was like, What Happened to Vishal, it was called. And it was about a boy who went missing on the royal wedding day of like Charles and Di.
Oh, okay.
So he was like 8 years old.
Ah.
Family were from Sussex. And they'd come up to London to like go see the parade, No,
I've never heard about this.
Was the parade. He disappeared and then his body was found like 2 months later in a field in Sussex. And it's never been solved. They've never figured it out. And then, like, this reporter was like, well, let's try and figure this out with the dad sort of thing. It's a pretty off thing of, like, serial success. And they did about five episodes of it. And every episode, they were like, right, so we're working with, like, this and so to, like, get the details of, like, the people who were in this area. And then there was, like, all these blocks on it and redacted things about people in the government. And then, like, the last episode, they were like, there's clearly a link about this is the same time that all the stuff was happening with the entertainers and with the politicians with young children.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. And they had everything blocked. And then just 1 week I went to see, like, oh my God, is there a new episode of that out? And it just disappeared. It wasn't on iTunes anymore. It wasn't on, like, the podcast app. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Clever.
I don't know if it's worth Googling it, but, like, I swear down. And I was like, this is so freaking dodgy. And obviously what could have happened is that the family, the living family, might have just been like, you know what, actually, we don't want to investigate this. We don't want to learn anything. It's already a bit tricky talking about it. We thought we wanted to and we don't, which is very likely that happened. Mm. But the part of my brain is just sort of like, there's something super dodgy.
Publicise the case.
There's
Let
something
people
super,
in.
But, like, but maybe it was the family. The
yeah,
family's
maybe they were
like,
just like,
you know
this
what,
is
actually,
disgusting.
We want to discuss it and actually we don't because it's bringing up a lot of, like, old wounds.
Yeah.
And surely they would have said before the podcast came out.
Maybe, but then maybe through interviewing change that. I don't know. I don't know how difficult that would be to, like,
I suppose if
re-bring up 20, like, 25, 20
I don't even know
later.
The rules. If it's your story, can you just say no? If it's, like, about you.
I don't know.
iTunes, Apple, yes.
We're through the looking glass.
Oh my God, is it back?
Search
it. Oh my God, this is so exciting.
Okay.
What? Oh, why am I so tense? Because I remember thinking, like,
are
no one's getting... listened to this.
How many episodes was there before?
Like four, I think. Four or five.
17.
No, this is like, we're going back when Serial came out. It's like 3-4 years ago. This is a while. Don't, I'm so tense right now. I'm going to shit myself.
The only thing I'm thinking is Alex is being very liberal with his data. How much data do you have? Even on the Wi-Fi.
There's an episode called The Conclusion. No, I'm joking. There's a...
You're a little fucker.
Could you see my brain? I'm cancelling my gig tonight. Like, this is over.
The Offspring song Original Prankster was named
about.
Oh my God.
Like, if you could feel my pulse right now, I am, like, freaking
there
out.
There's only four episodes there.
Yes.
But there's one called Five and one called Update, which is...
Yeah, so that was the one where they were like, we have to wait longer because we haven't got any more details. Yeah, so it ends 2015. So they've left it up now.
And then there's another one.
Okay, so they did take it down. So yeah, LBC London, what happened to Vishal? And it's just five episodes and it ends with K-Secrets. And it literally ends with them being...
No, but there's another one after K-Secrets. Update.
But that's the 12th of June 2015.
And that's after four...
Oh yeah, so I'd have listened to that one. That would have just been like, we're having loads of problems.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I mean, this is going back to 2015.
Well,
like, let's give me a 3-year sort of like memory lag.
Okay.
But well, I remember listening to it and thinking, this is so bizarre.
I want to.
I think it's worth listening to.
Can you send
to.
Me the name?
Yeah, we will.
Because I will watch that this evening. There's a really good one about the Ku Klux Klan. I think it's like the second series or something. But it's like, you know what you wanted from Serial at the end?
Yeah.
They give it to you.
Oh.
It's so good.
What's that? Is that someone,
like
knows,
someone
answers.
Must know something?
Is that the second series or something?
Yeah, they give... Well, I'm not going to go...
Can we just like make a group and can we just like... We'll
yeah.
do a WhatsApp.
What's that group? Yeah. I think it's time for our feature. It's called Plot That About.
Plots, batter, 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 plots, about.
Plots that about plots. That was maybe better than the first one.
That's
right?
Actually kind of like the actual.
Don't, are you serious?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
who wrote your jingles? Did you guys do it?
You did.
Thanks, guys.
So, it's a game where I give you and Joe a real film title.
Okay.
It's a real film, and you've got to make up what you think the film's about. With whatever.
My titles are always shit.
Okay, I'm ready. I think I know this. Yeah. I've never listened to this before. And I have to say, like, the plot and who's in it and what happens.
Yeah.
And it has to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jade will decide which of the two films she'd most like to see. And I will reveal what the real film's about at the end. Don't want to put any pressure on you. Joe's never won.
What's the prize as well?
A bottle of Lucozade.
I've already got that. What's the other prize?
Stickers.
I've already bought my stickers. I did go sticker shopping.
Alice's house keys.
Done!
Joe, you always claim that I give you the worst film titles, but there's two films here. I'm going to give you a number one and number two. You get to pick. You get to pick. You choose.
Fuck
pick
off.
Your own destiny.
That's really fair, in all fairness.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I could just give them the shit as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally, totally, totally.
Can I have number two?
Number two. Airborne.
Ah, oh, fucking hell. I can't help myself. Can I?
I'm trying to give you... I'm trying to chuck you a bone here, Joe.
Airborne.
I don't think we should laugh. I think thinking time should minus points. I would have gone straight into it personally.
I,
so, like, I'm not here to, like, say who's already won, but I feel like you should lose, like,
oh,
5
yeah,
points already.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I just gave
yeah.
you more time to think, by the way.
Thanks.
She's half slamming you, half helping you.
You're welcome.
Airborne is about a film about Nigel Havers.
Okay.
And he lives in a family home because he's a family guy. Google it. And
who's Nigel Havers?
You'll find out.
Okay.
And he,
I don't know either.
So he's basically he's like a less successful Richard from Richard and Judy.
Okay.
Right. So Nigel Havers has a family, right? And they, unfortunately, in the film, I don't know whether this is relevant to real life, he can't have children with his wife, who's called Sandrine, and is played by. Cat from EastEnders. and she's
Wallace.
Going, give me the kids, Jesse Wallace. But they can't have children, which is very sad. But they get this, he goes, you know, we're reaching the end of life, you know. We're reaching, this is the time, we need to start a family. And then they realise they can't, it's really sad, it's like a revelation at the beginning. And then he gets this pond, right, in the back garden. And he sort of, and she goes... She's going, don't be crazy, Nigel. You're wasting your life with this pond. And he's out in the back garden. He's going, no, it's going to be fine. I don't know even whether that's his voice.
I'm so invested in this. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
And so she has an affair by accident with the milkman, because we're going with established genres, who's played by Craig Charles.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's a big role.
He's back in it. Back in it, he's put down the pipe and he's being the milkman. So he's now, they're having an affair in secret, but Nigel doesn't notice because he's too busy with his pond. And then what she doesn't know is that he's taken one of his sperm and one of her eggs, and he puts it in the pond as a sort of like ceremonial thing to get rid of the idea that they could ever have children. And then out of the frogs get mad.
Is it only like these three characters?
Yeah, it is. It's
that's
meta.
Not very interesting either.
But because it's meta, because it's not meta. But like they have, so they, the frog spawn gradually grows a human because they're magical frogs, right? And then they have a child that grows out of the pond. And then Jesse Wallace ends her affair with Craig Charles. And he's like, what are you doing? What's he... I can't do this.
A human child or a frog child?
A human child.
Wow.
Who is one day, because there's flashbacks, will turn into... What's that guy who used to jump? The one
who used to jump?
Yeah, he's like an Olympic long jumper. So basically he's got the will of a frog. And he, everyone used to call him the Silver Fox. My sister
Greg Rutherford
used to like athletics, but I can't remember his name.
You
know, the athletics guy with the silver hair.
Yeah.
But he can jump really
fast. Oh my god, yes!
Yeah,
oh, what's his name? Rod. I said Mirage of Black. No.
He's like the Tin Henman of jumping. That's why you can't remember. Because you're not supposed to. But he's really good. And but that's who he grows up to be. And he's like, thanks, Mum and Dad, for always believing in me. And then, but because he's Frog, he's from Frogspawn. But because he's their son that they never thought they could have, they call him Air because they need air to breathe because they love him so much. Oh. So he's Air, and he's come from Spawn. Air. Spawn.
I think it's really beautiful, actually.
Okay.
I feel like it's a real budget, your film. Do we have to come up with like scenarios that are on a certain budget? Because I feel that was like one location.
You can have, yeah. that's proper like indie film. That's like Cannes.
It's indie-ish.
Sundance.
And at the end, when he's jumping, they play that song, you know, they play the song.
Rich.
That when he's, no, they play, you know that song, he's got it all. He's just jumping, so he's
human, but he's got like frog qualities, like Spider-Man.
He's got, yeah, exactly. And no one fine, because it's not his fault that he was born that way. So the Olympic Committee are like, we're fine with it.
So the Olympic Committee are aware of it. He has to declare.
Oh, definitely.
It.
That's the main bit. That's the third flashback.
Is the tagline from Frogspawn to Airborne?
So it's in the film called Airborne.
Actually, as an extension to the film, as he's growing up, there's a guy who's like, I won't have it! He was a frog! But then it ends well.
Okay.
Is that the actual film?
So that's the
film. I mean, it's not far off.
Is it actually?
Are you ready for this, Helen?
Yeah.
So you got a different film.
I thought we were going to find out what the actual film was. No, I don't want to know. I feel like that is better than whatever the actual film is.
Helen, your film is Free Jack.
Free Jack.
Free Jack.
Okay, so it's set in an American diner where they have loads of different cheeses. Mm. The main cheese being Jack cheese. So it starts with a slow zoom in of a woman going into work, going,
20 minutes.
We're going to cook some cheese today. She goes in and she's like, where's Jack? It basically plays out like Free Willy does, whereas the Jack cheese has escaped from the diner by jumping over a thing of nachos. And she goes on a search, but eventually ends up that she discovered that she's fine with the Jack cheese being whatever it wants to be because she's got others. Plot B is the Monterey Jack cheese. Yeah.
Oh,
the Jack cheese's evil brother. And also, the cheese is the main character in
this.
Who is
the cheese played by?
Dakota Fanning and her sister Elle Fanning. Why would you even ask that? And Elle Fanning is the Monterey Jack cheese, and she's like, where's my sister? Your sister's free. And Susan Sarandon is the waitress.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. There's a couple of moments where like they get really close to like a grater, and they're like, not the grater, we're gonna be grated. like super emotional moment. That's when Dakota shows off her acting range, so it's like a really, like, she took the role as like an Oscar nom possibility.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a money film, it was like a passion project for everyone involved.
Who plays the grater?
The grater.
No.
The grater's played by an actual grater. What is wrong with that? No one in Hollywood is taking that role in a hurry. But the cafe door at the beginning is played by John Travolta. Dressed up as the character from Hairspray. It is also a musical. It is a musical number. There's a couple of moments where the jalapenos try and join in and be like, we'll be spicy cheese. And then Jack cheese is like, hell no.
Don't want to put you on the spot, but can we hear one of the songs from the film?
Yes! Thank God someone asked. This is from a montage sequence about 35 minutes into the film. It's 3 hours long, but it's part of a trilogy, so it's fine. So 35 minutes in, it's a montage sequence where the Jack cheese, Dakota Fanning, discovers what it's like in the big streets of New York. She starts in the Seven States, but she arrives in New York. She's like, I'm here! Okay. She's walking down the street and it goes, bloop, bloop. Bloop, 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 bloop. Hello, New York City. Some cheese, and look over there. There's more cheese here than I've ever seen before. There's cheese of all different sorts. Is that brie? Brie, brie. And then the brie come in and they can in. It's a bit racially like stereotyping. And the brie can's in, and then they all twirl together, and it ends up with them on top of the Empire State Building with their little cheese arms in the air, like, we're here! Watched a lot of musicals. Do I win now? Surely I win.
Wow.
No? Oh, wow. That's so competitive, but I've not won.
Wow, wow. So, wow. How does it end?
With Jack being freed and they accept that the cheese is,
it deserves the freedom.
Yeah, it deserves the freedom.
Okay.
It's like Ratatouille, but with cheese.
I don't want to, like, jinx it, but I've never seen Jade clap before during a plot, so...
No, but that's my song. It's a musical thing.
Isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Well, shall I?
I've got a good feeling. Over to you, Jade.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll start with Joe's. Did you forget that it was called Airborne and think it was called Frogspawn?
Well, I thought it was like, basically, I hadn't really prepared before.
It's improv, no one prepares.
There's no preparing in improv.
What are you talking about? I've been cheating this whole time.
You forgot that Jesse Wallace and Craig Charles had an affair. We never
did
heard
they?
It. You were saying it, and then.
Oh right, yeah. I thought you meant in real life.
I mean, amazing.
Fucking
if
insane.
They had in real life. I mean, I liked your one. It got a bit confused, possibly, but it was still good.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean.
But Helen.
Hello.
So.
Oh my god, this is my favourite thing, getting feedback when I think I've done well. Like, I love this so much.
You don't know this, but I love cheese so much.
I kind of did, do you know what I mean? Like, I felt that we both like cheese. Oh, so thank you for saying that. Carry on.
We were just holding hands, like, before they find out who's one big brother.
I am so tense right now, but guys, please, I'm getting praise. I'm having a really nice time.
You also didn't realise this either, but I'm a massive fan of musicals.
I mean, who isn't? Am I right?
I
did know that because I referenced a Mean Girls musical soundtrack that came out earlier, and then you were like, yes, and no one else is aware that that is even a musical right now.
My eyes said, oh yeah. Dakota and Elle Fanning, you got the sisters involved.
Thank you very
Susan
much.
Susan Sarandon,
thank you.
What a legend.
Thank you.
Seems to be more notes on Helen's one.
I also really liked how at the start there was a slow zoom into the cheese.
Thank you.
That
piqued
my interest. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Helen, you won.
I did, didn't Ooh. I? Thank you! Oh, don't cry! Oh, Joe, don't cry!
I've never seen Joe like this.
This is ridiculous. Every time I bring everything.
You just didn't, though, did you? You didn't try.
I gave Nigel Havers to you.
None of us
think that. I'm still not sure who Nigel Havers is.
I thought he was a politician, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I think he was in Coronation Street.
Was
and he does look like Richard, but like an older version of Richard.
Yeah.
Fair enough, though.
Well done, Helen.
Oh, don't
well
be like that. Don't do it like that. Because that's something you're actually not happy for. Thank you so much for your support, Jade. I really appreciate that. I feel like I gave it 110%. And, you know, I think it's a shame that the guys didn't do the same thing. Sorry to chat down with this, Alex. Don't be all defensive. It's not on this colour of you. No. Someone's not getting a sticker. I crushed it.
Honestly.
This wine is really helping. I am so confident right now.
Listeners,
I will sing again.
Helen has had half a glass of wine. And
no, I'm on the second one now. This is glass number two. How am I drunk? I've got a gig now, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
okay.
Be a fun 20.
Okay, so the two films, Free Jack. The real film is early in the 21st century. Technological advances have made it possible for aging wealthy people to pay crooks like Vasendak, played by Mick Jagger, to go back in time and kidnap
Mick Jagger.
What?
Yeah, a villain called Vasendak, played by Mick Jagger, to go back in time and kidnap young victims like race driver Alex Furlong, played by Emilio Estevez, and deliver
This must be really old.
And deliver them to elderly clients who have their brains transplanted into their healthy bodies.
I would watch that.
What's it called?
Free Jack.
Fucking hell.
That oh my god, that's out. Amazing. When did that
Mick
come
Jagger
out?
And Emilio Estevez. That is 1992.
Worth a watch, I think.
Yeah.
And Airborne, what's that?
Airborne. When his parents go to Australia for 6 months to work on a zoology project, ooh, young Mitchell, played by Shane McDermott,
don't know.
No idea. Is sent to live with his aunt Irene, Eddie McClurg, no idea, and Uncle Louis, Patrick Thomas O'Brien, again, no idea, in Cincinnati. Initially dismayed by the cold climate, Mitchell's unhappiness increases when he's taunted by the high school's popular kids. As he strikes up a relationship with a new friend, they decide to win over their bullies by playing their strong skills in rollerblading.
Alex, I totally stopped listening halfway through
that's fine.
To pretend to hit Joe.
You got right to the end and then got what the film... It was literally, it was like a joke. The last thing was like, and it says something. Rollerblading. Like, okay.
I think they both sound good. I feel like Free Jack is probably
the
one I'd
better.
Watch.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch that.
What, Free Jack?
Yeah, me too.
Sounds weird.
What about Airspawn?
What is wrong with you? Airborne!
Maybe if you listened, you'd win one.
Like Elton John.
Remember, Joe, you were Airborne when you went to America and Australia.
Do you remember that? Remember that from the first bit?
So, congratulations, Helen. You are the winner of this episode's Plots That About.
Yay! Is the prize actually the LucasAid you've already bought me?
No, the prize is you get to do a winner's song.
Are you serious?
Let's hear your winner's song.
Oh my god, okay, give me a theme.
You've won Plots That About.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
She's a winner, she's a winner, she's a what? She's a winner. Ooh. Here comes a winner, there's a winner, she's a winner, she's so fit, she's so fine. Winner, she's a winner. W-I-N-N-E-R. Winner. I'll clap myself.
What's that about? Would you do Broadway?
Oh my god. That's all I want to do in my life is like do a proper like Broadway song on Broadway. But I can't sing, I can't dance. So like
how am I?
No, honestly, like I watched The Search for Elle Woods, which is like an MTV reality show to find the new Elle Woods for Broadway. Like they have to sing whilst like cycling on like a stand bike in the gym, and it's like I like looking at it made me feel sick. Like, but I.
Who's Elle Woods? Who's that?
Oh my god, get the fuck out. I know this is your flat, but that's so upsetting. Are you serious?
Elle Woods.
Joe, I can't believe
you. Oh my god. Are you serious?
Is that like a...
Oh my god, that's really sad for both of you. You've missed out on like a massive part of pop culture.
Does it sound like from West Side Story or something?
Yeah,
I actually threw up in my mouth.
She ran the one who's
singing. I see it on the gun. I've thrown up. It's Legally Blonde. She's Legally Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've seen Legally Blonde, the film.
Yeah,
no, I haven't.
There's a musical to it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a musical. So it starts. I'll just tell you what happens in the musical. So it opens with, oh my god, you guys. It's like Elle's gonna win the prize. And they all run around, and then she picks out a dress, and the sales assistant is like, oh, this dress just came in. And she's like, I saw that in last year's Vogue. And she's like, Elle Woods, my god, I'm so embarrassed. You go on your break. And then she gets it, and she goes to get proposed to by Warner, but Warner's like, we're breaking up. She's like, what? In an amazing song called Serious. And the next song is called What Do You Want? And it's a song about what he really wants. And she goes to law school to get him back, but she doesn't need him by the time she's doing really well there. She goes off with the teacher because she's a feminist. Thank you.
Boom.
And she sings a great song called So Much Better at the end of the first act. Not that I've seen it live, but I have listened to it a lot.
What would be your musical? If you could have a musical about your life, how would it?
He's good at podcasts, isn't he?
It's actually about my life. It'd probably be me just like overeating and crying. Could they make a musical about a big girl who's just like, I am on full, but I can't stop.
You could open in the bakery.
Who will take my bread?
That could be the opening number, me being like, I can't stop eating, but I'm so full. Me and my friend spent £43 on Domino's pizza the other week, to the point where I was so full I couldn't drink water. I was pouring it into my mouth, I was so dehydrated, and it was just gargling back over.
Is there anything you would, as you take this massive sip of wine, is there anything you would like to plug?
Myself. Edinburgh, I'm doing the Pleasance Reserve, which is on at 9:30 p.m. at the Jack Dome in the Pleasant Stone.
And your Twitter?
And my Twitter is so annoying to say. It's like, it's Helen Bauer, but with a B-A in between Helen and Bauer. So it's like Helen Bauer. But you can just type in Helen Bauer and I think it comes up.
Okay.
Or there's a lovely German girl in Berlin who's got Helen Bauer and she forwards me everything.
Okay.
So if you tweet her, she will send it to me. And she is such a gem. And I would like to once again thank Helen Bauer in Berlin for being like was for a großartige Mensch. Dankeschön. She's such a babe.
Follow both Helen Bauers.
I love her so much.
Have you met her in real life?
No, I'm
that
tempted
needs to happen.
Next time I'm in Germany, because I do like go to Berlin a lot to send her a message and be like, hey, do you want to go for a coffee? And we become buddies. I think she'll be like, no. She seems really cool.
Okay.
Like, but like arty, like cool. I think she'd think I was an absolute like idiot.
No.
She's really kind, though. But also, give me your Twitter handle. Come on, speak to the man. I'm going to use it more than you.
Also, Dankeschön,
vielen Dank.
Joe.
Yes.
Where are you on at Edinburgh again?
Moriarty's Bar at 4:45.
What's your show called?
It's called Let's Get Cynical.
Oh, I like that. That's a great name.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I've got a couple of people going. That's a good name.
It's great. Let's get cynical.
But like this one is okay. But I'll be there.
Just call it Let's Get Cynical too.
Yeah.
Save yourself the stress of renaming a show. Just name it the same
thing.
Like
Josh Widdicombe, The Further Adventures of Josh Widdicombe. After the, anyway.
Yeah. Is that what he called a show?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is.
That's anyway. Cool. Yeah, why not? Keep it easy.
Let's Get Cynical too. This time it's cynicaler.
Yes!
Or further cynical. Anyway, I'll work that out. Yeah. There'll
mean,
be nothing.
I
in
mean,
it
it's
anyway.
Not important now.
Absolute bullshit. But yeah, I've scratched together 50 minutes of material. No, it's
why
good.
Why are you
no.
being negative about yourself? You're the funniest thing. You're so funny.
Oh, thank you.
Go that see a show. It's really, really funny. I'm going to go watch it.
And go and see Helen at the. What have you got an idea what you'd call your hour? What you?
Helen Bauer's first hour.
Helen Bauer the musical.
Don't.
Bread the musical.
If there was a way I could start it with a musical number, I would honestly like, or like start at the beginning of Annie. You know, maybe I'm just looking at you now, James. These guys don't know it, but like me, I'm in Miss Hannigan's orphanage. I'm in the corner of the stage, and it zooms up, and I'm like, maybe far away, and everyone's like, oh my god, she's been through so much, she's an orphan. And I'm like, pull back, reveal, my parents are both alive. Damn it. Sick.
Right, we'll wrap this up. Helen, sing us out.
I don't wanna go. I wanna stay here and drink more wine. But it's time to go to a gig and it's gonna be awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. See you later. Bye.